wow. This is going a little bit deeper than we think. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada, and including 92.3 FM KSVL in Smith and Mason Valley. Shoot me an email. There's something you wanted me to talk about. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got a number of requests to talk about the issue, once again, of waste management. I'm going to have Mark McKinnon on with me tomorrow. He's going to talk about being fined because he was using a different trash service. What? Wait a minute. What is that all about? But let's talk about NV Energy for a minute. So there are 24 total outage points right now. Actually, for our podcast fans, we will not have a podcast of the first half hour of the show because, well, we lost power and the recording was lost. 24 total outage points between here and Carson City. A little more than 4,000 people. You can see the actual area affected if you log on to nvenergy.com. So as I was sitting here just kind of flipping through my social media and going through all my sites that I like to get information from, oh, there's a message from my mommy. Set at 9:30 this morning. What does mommy want to talk about? Another power outage. She lives in Northern California up in Shingletown. 9:46. No electricity again. Unknown reason why. Advise investigating. Maybe up around 1 this afternoon. Okay, something is seriously going on between PG&E and NV Energy. It's not about the wildfires. It's not about the winds, even though they are blaming a little explosion on one of their, what do you call those boxes? On the winds, which could have started a fire. Here's my issue. And I don't know if you want to tag on to this. But I looked at the people in California. I looked at my parents. You know, people who, two oxygen converters, two nebulizers, emphysema, COPD, can't breathe, dementia, all of these problems, freezers, living in the mountain, freezers filled with thousands of dollars of food, lost because it was 4 days with no electricity for them. Generating plant, we got them. Yeah, it's big enough to run the house, but not the garage. That's where the freezers were. But even at that, they have to turn it on at night or turn it off at night for sound ordinances. Can't run generators. Stupid things that people put into place. Sorry, I'm digressing here. But now Nevada is starting to follow suit. This is bad management in its entirety. And it is going to start affecting us now. It's going to start affecting more states than just California and Nevada. And it's going to start affecting more people. For the people who were questioning why the television stations were running all these stories on California and the power outages, guess what? Maybe it was a precursor to what was going to happen here, and you should watch what's happening around the country and especially to our neighbors to the West. People pay their bills. People have paid their bills for decades, going through how many increases? Every single time you turn around, there's an increase. That money not only going to pay for their service, but to fix, maintain, improve infrastructure. Environmentalists got involved and didn't want them cutting down all of those trees around the power lines and around the transformers. So they caved to them. Vegetation getting way too close. Things not being maintained. And see what we have now? I had a general on with us not too long ago who was talking about our grid system, saying that if you hit one of these seven key components of our grid system, we're back to the Dark Ages. We have got to stop. I'm so frustrated. We have got to stop this now. Oh, and what started out, let's see, what time is it? 10:43. What started out at 10:25 at 4,100 customers is now 12,600 customers without power across Washoe County. What the heck? What the heck? I guess some equipment is damaged. Why wouldn't we have backup systems? Why wouldn't we be able to transfer another line? This is 2019. And all I can think of is we've been sold a bill of goods. You know, those power companies donating back to the communities, volunteering their time, which those are the employees. So you got to love them for volunteering their time. But the donations that they make and the foundations that they have and the stockholders that are making money. Where is our electricity? Where is our power? And literally, I mean, where is our power? Jerry Brown? California wildfires? Trump's fault. Gavin Newsom? Wildfires? Trump's fault. Vegetation growing up around transformers and power lines? Liberals' fault. Politicians' fault for giving in to them. I could do this all day. I could so point the finger all day. But the people who always get screwed in the end are you and me. What are we going to do about it? What do? You stop paying your power bill until they fix the system? Stop paying your power bill until they prove that it's reliable? No, you get all your systems cut off. Then you don't have any water, you don't have any electricity. And then what is The city, do they come and condemn your property because you have no way of living properly without water and electricity? Elected representatives, and I'm not talking just local, I'm talking county, state, federal. This is all tied in together. Because remember, we have a Public Utilities Commission. We have a utility provider that calls the shots and pulls the strings. It's the same thing in California. Where's our different phone provider? Where's our different electricity provider? Where's our different internet provider? Where's our different cable TV provider? When are monopolies finally investigated and taken down? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We're not supposed to have monopolistic companies in this country controlling everybody's lives. How'd that get out of hand? The elected representatives and what is being paid in to their campaigns. Had a great talk last Wednesday. Mount Rose Republican Women's Group, the one that I'm a part of. We had a guest speaker, Brian Sear. And he gave a wonderful presentation on where we were and how we grew and thrived and prospered as a nation for the last 200 years. And then all of a sudden, when the 1960s started, straight downhill. The country has lost its wealth, our individual wealth, our gross domestic product. Sure, yeah, the number's still up there, but other countries are surpassing us. As our GDP goes up, our personal wealth comes down. That's because more of our money goes into this system that we supposedly have here that tells you where you can buy your electricity from, how you can handle, maintain, and have renewable electricity. You can't just have renewables at your house. You can't just have wind power or solar power. You have to be hooked up to the grid with everybody else. Unless you're one of those that live off the grid. That I actually have a few friends that live off the grid. And boy, you got to have money to do that. You got to have money to maintain those generators, to maintain those batteries. Because all of our money and all of our faith and all of our trust is being put in to these multi-million dollar, billion dollar companies that can't seem to take care of us or even maintain the equipment. Where's that money going? Just ask yourself. They wouldn't exist if it weren't for your money. I wonder why Tesla was so shamed when he was trying to give free electricity and had the idea of free electricity, because this world is just one big electrical generator. Who started controlling that way back when? Why give something to somebody for free when you can charge them for it? It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. What are your thoughts? 884-9910, right here on KKFT.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Yeah, we are living on a prayer right now. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, also on 92.3 FM Talk for KSVL in Yerington and Smith Valley. And prayers are all well and good, but action is more important. You can send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com if you'd like, if you want to address some things, but who knows? You might not have electricity for your computer, but hopefully your battery was charged. More than 12,000 people through Washoe Valley right now, pretending that we're Californians. You know all this ties together, right? Again, it goes back to those people representing you. Just a quick story here from Channel 2, who's been following the outage as well. Governor Sisolak has announced that he has appointed 10 people to the new Board of Indigent Defense Services, or BIDS, plus an executive director. So there's more money that we're putting out for this new process. Why isn't that just something through the Attorney General's office? You know, the people that we elect, why don't you as the Attorney General say, you know what, we really need to focus, you know, some legal services for those who have no money? No, we have to go through an assembly bill and we have to get this new board together. That were appointed. How were they chosen? How many times can I say this is your money? The money that is spent on big new planes for Governor Sisolak, for wall art along the freeway systems. New signs coming into the state. Does anybody know the definition of the word priority? Are there any elected representatives who know what it is to prioritize? What is a priority for you? Keep a roof over your head, keep the electricity on, and make sure your family is secure and fed. You need water and food to live, a roof over your head to be comfortable, and electricity to keep the heat on. What are our elected representatives doing to help out with that? They're going to Burning Man. They're going to groundbreaking ceremonies. They're going to road opening ceremonies. Who the hell knows what they're doing? Because we are really falling short in this community. So what are we going to do about it? We don't want to just be complainers. It's 99.1 FM Talk.